Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Love it or leave it. So, washed up former second-rate quarterback Colin Kaepernick has decided to attack our American flag once again. And of course, Nike and left-wingers are none too happy to join him for another round of USA bashing. This excerpt from an article in the New York Post just happened or appeared today. Nike supported him, Kaepernick, by withdrawing the Betsy Ross flag sneaker. That's right, the American flag in any form is now apparently a toxic symbol. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, actually praised Nike. Meanwhile, the Charlottesville City Council just voted to stop celebrating Thomas Jefferson's birthday in the city where he died on the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, he wrote. American patriotism has just reached a record low, entirely because of Democrats, of whom only 22% say they're extremely proud of their country. To celebrate the 4th, America's most prominent newspaper is bidding for the Trolling Hall of Fame by running a video titled, "Please Stop Telling Me America is Great," that argues how America is just okay. Colin Kaepernick doesn't like today's American flag because it reminds him of police brutality. And he doesn't like Betsy Ross' Old Glory flag because it reminds him of slavery. I'm starting to think maybe Colin Kaepernick is not so fond of the flag or the country that made him rich. Duh, you think? I had a friend who just seemed to hate everything about the United States, especially Donald Trump. But at least he moved to Panama. But this Kaepernick guy just won't go away. And why should this loser leave? Nike sales will just increase as boycott efforts get organized against them, and Kaepernick will just make more money by having his face and bushy hairdo plastered all over ads depicting him as a hero. Those doing the boycotting aren't their customers. There used to be a saying in this country, America, love it or leave it. But that's too politically correct anymore, especially if you disagree with someone who happens to be African American or one of the many other minorities. The timing for his latest antics is sickening, and that's probably by design. America has been blessed as no other nation, probably to include Israel. Could it be that the anti-God, anti-country, anti-family sentiment on the part of Democrats is gaining momentum to take this country down? Romans 8:7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. This is Bob Williamson. Have a great 4th and celebrate the freedom in this great, tremendous country.